This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Delays and cancellations have been piling up at Newark Airport in New Jersey, and officials say problems at an air traffic control facility here in Philadelphia are largely to blame. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Philly International.
Newark, one of the busiest airports in the country, is about 90 miles away from Philly International. But an air traffic control facility here in Philadelphia keeps track of the airspace up there. And the union that represents air traffic controllers detailed a specific incident that happened last Monday. The union says the controllers could not see the Newark planes on radar and couldn't communicate with pilots. Screens reportedly went dark for up to 90 seconds. In the days that followed, officials say a half dozen or so controllers, 20% of the staff, took time off. The union says this was not a walkout. The controllers were reacting to a traumatic event on the job, and they can get approved time off to recover up to 45 days if needed. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy stopped by the facility on Friday and talked about the need to upgrade.
This system is 25, 30 years old. We use floppy disks. We use copper wires.
Duffy is expected to announce a years-long plan to overhaul the system this week. Last week, he announced an effort to bring in more air traffic controllers and to keep the ones already on staff. At the airport, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A woman who was on the ground and badly burned back in January when the medical jet crashed in northeast Philly has died from her injuries months after the tragedy. KYW's Connor Barkhan has the details.
Dominique Goods-Burke was inside of a car that caught fire on January 31st when a medical transport jet went down on Cottman Avenue. She had been hospitalized since and died from her injuries on April 27th. Burke was a mother and worked as the day bake supervisor at High Point Cafe. The restaurant posted a memorial to Burke saying she was a fighter until the end. A GoFundMe for Burke raised more than $34,000 in the 3 months since the plane crash to help pay for medical expenses. Donations have picked up again after news of Burke's death. This brings the total number of people killed in the crash to 8, 6 in the jet, and 2 on the ground. 24 people suffered injuries. Connor Barkhan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The owner of Barstool Sports is getting rid of his offer of a trip to Auschwitz for the Temple student involved in the display of an anti-Semitic sign at the bar at 13th and Sansom. Dave Portnoy says during a second conversation with the student, it became clear he wasn't taking responsibility for what he did.
Maybe if you actually learn a life lesson, maybe if people watch you go to Poland and seem like you're changed, this gets behind you. But now, no, I'm not going to send him now.
And Portnoy launched a tirade at a reporter on Channel 6. He says the reporter asked him a question about a journal article with a study that found Barstool Sports breeds hate in college-age white men. Portnoy said it sounded like a made-up thing, slammed his laptop shut, and ended the interview. Philadelphia's top teachers are being recognized today as the Lindbach Foundation unveils its annual awards for outstanding educators. We got the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
60 Philadelphia teachers who energize students and collaborate with coworkers are being honored by the Lindbeck Foundation. Shaneer Keyes is one. She's a fifth grade reading teacher at John B. Kelly Elementary in Germantown. She also serves on the superintendent's teacher advisory council. She says it's rewarding when students grasp a new concept in the classroom.
Teaching is hard. And some days you want to give up, but it's those moments that keep me going.
Also winning recognition is Rob Williams, an electrical teacher at Massbaum Career and Technical High School in Kensington. His students were among the best in career and technical education tests.
The electrical program has had some of the highest numbers or highest scores with our NACTI assessment.
As head coach, Williams also turned Massbaum's basketball team around, taking them from 0-13 to back-to-back 13-4 seasons. The Lindbeck Teacher Awards come with a $3,500 prize. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.